How you doing?
Good, man. Can't complain. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So, you decided to obviously spend the draft in Haiti. What kind of, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but what kind of led to that, coming to that decision that, hey, I want to be back in Haiti with my family instead of, you know, in Chicago with where a lot of the other guys who were projected to go in the first round?
It was just something that I always dreamed about doing. Since I was young, since I dreamed about going to the NFL, it was something that I always thought about doing with my family, especially being where I'm from. You know, not too many people get an opportunity, so I want to do something different with my family. You know, give them something to be proud about. You know, I know they were very excited when I told them that's where I wanted to spend the draft at. So, you know, give that country something to be happy about and be proud about.
So that moment when you get the call, do you remember who called you?
Actually, man, I had so much emotion running. Like, I just got that call and saw that California number. I was just excited, and I really didn't know, man. It was just a bunch of people on the phone, passing the phone, so I really didn't know who I first spoke to.
So just kind of describe that moment. I mean, for you, that's got to be a moment where, you know, your childhood dream's coming true. You're now a professional football player. What is that like?
Man, you know, I can't even explain it. Still to this right now, hasn't really hit me yet. Like, I'm still processing everything. But when that phone call, like, came through, I know the Raiders was on the clock. And I know they had showed some interest, and I've been talking to my agent, and I knew they were a possible team. But, you know, I was just still, you know, didn't really expect it. Was trying, you know, just stay humble with everything, just, you know, wait and see what happened. And I saw that call. My phone right in my hand the whole time, and just kept looking down. So our phone rang. Saw the California area code pop up, and you know, I just my heart just dropped, and it was one of those moments that I'll never forget. And you know, I tried to exit out the room because there was a lot of noise, you know. So, and there was a bunch. And from that moment, I really didn't know who I was speaking to. Man, I was just almost cried, and I don't know how I ended up not crying, but you know, it was a great moment. I know my family will never forget it. It was a great moment for them as well.
You know, what was your family's reaction? You know, it's got to be a pretty powerful moment for them to see you achieving your dream. Right. So when they saw you get the phone call, what was their reaction like?
I tried to exit out the room real fast. As soon as the phone rang, everybody, you know, just like kind of paused, because I was just trying to exit out the room real quick. And, you know, my mom came after me, and I was just trying to get in a quiet spot to be able to talk to everybody. I kind of exited the room, and, you know, everybody in the room was just kind of, you know, holding their breath, see what happened. And everybody saw kind of my reaction. You know, everybody just started screaming, you know, it was just happy, you know, getting hugs from my mom, everybody in the room. It was just a great moment.
So did you have any inkling that Oakland could be a landing spot for you?
Not really. I know I had a real great interview with them at the combine, you know. I gotta stop saying them, with us at the combine. So at the combine it was great. I met the staff at the combine, and you know, I had a real good feeling for them, and I felt like I left the room feeling positive about how the interview went. And from then on, I never really had any contact. I know Mr. McKenzie was at my pro day, and didn't think much of it. But you know, I obviously didn't mean a lot whenever a general manager come over to your pro day, but you know, I didn't really expect much. But you know, early on the week, I got a call from Bruce Irvin. He told me that, you know, they really interested. They've been asking about me all week, and you know, asking him all types of questions about me. That's when I really kind of had them in my radar. You know, I was like, man, that would be a great spot to go to. You know, and I actually had some dreams about it, and crazy thing about it. My dad came on a trip with me, and you know, I had a bunch of hats from, you know, when guys give you hats from the combine interviews, and he actually came out to Haiti with a Raiders hat. That was the only hat he came out here with. He had it on his head, and it's kind of ironic.
Did you ask him about it? You're like, Dad, why just the Raiders hat?
No, he said that was the only hat he found, because I had like a bunch of hats from, like, you know, when you go and come by interviews, all the teams give you certain gear and stuff like that. And he said that was the only hat he actually could find, and he actually came out here with the Raiders hat. And it was kind of ironic that that was the hat he came out here with. And you know, I had some dreams about it. I actually said that a couple of days ago. You know, that I felt like that could be a spot. You know, I know they got Amari Cooper. He's definitely one of the most talented receivers, up and coming receivers. And I know me and him, man. I told my agent this because me and him got the same agent. I said me and him gonna make each other great because I know the type of player he is and type of person he is. You know, he wanna be the greatest, and that's the same type of attitude I have. So I can see us pushing each other in practice.
You know, it's crazy. What kind of dreams did you have kind of leading up until you said that you had a couple of dreams that maybe, you know, you would end up in silver and black? What kind of dreams were those?
Just really, like I said, but like I see myself, like, you know, working with Coop. You know, I know the determination he has. I can see it. You know, I played against him my junior year when we played Alabama, and I know the type of player he is. And, you know, I definitely want, that's some type of guy I want to be around. You know, that I want to be the greatest. And, you know, I want to be one of the greatest. So being around guys like that is going to push you. And I could, you know, I actually had some dreams about, like, you know, just getting some extra work in with him after practice and stuff like that. But, you know, I never really thought about it much until this week after I got that call from Bruce.
You know, in going through old interviews and talking to you very briefly yesterday, and, you know, hearing what people have said about you, you're not lacking in confidence at all. You're very confident in your ability, and you're, you know, you feel good about what you can put out on the field. Where did that confidence come from?
Just know how I work, my work ethic, and my attitude when I approach the field. You know, I play with that chip on my shoulder. I play with a huge chip on my shoulder. I always felt like I was underestimated. You know, people always looked at my size more than anything. So I play with that chip on my shoulder, and I always felt like I have something to prove. So when I get on the field, I have no fear for anybody. My attitude is you're going to have to show me you're better than I am on the field. I don't care how big you are or what position you play. I feel like I'm the best player on the field.
How would you describe your game if someone asked you?
I'll say very physical. I'm a dog. I know that's the type of attitude I like to have. And I'm versatile. As a safety, I feel like, you know, a lot of people think that I'm just a hitter and don't have coverage ability, but I feel like I'm very versatile. I can do it all. Whatever they need me to play, whether it's center field or play deep or play in the box, blitz, or play man, I can do it all.
You know, we were watching that interview you did with Deion Sanders at the Combine yesterday, and you said actually your first sport was soccer. What is Carl Joseph the soccer player like? What was he like back in the day?
I was pretty good, man. I was pretty good. You know, in Haiti, you know, that's your first sport. You kind of grow up, come out the womb playing soccer. So, you know, you got pretty good. You know, I always just like playing with the older kids. And I was very physical, even at soccer. You know, played very hard and physical. I was always one of the youngest kids playing with the older kids. And used to get some penalties at times for tackling and stuff like that. So I could tell, you know, once I started playing football, that's a sport I wanted to do because you don't get in trouble for being too physical.
Were you more of a goal scorer or more of a defensive kind of player, do you think?
I played midfield and defense.
Do you follow soccer at all still? Do you have a team that you root for?
I don't watch as much, but you know, growing up in Haiti, you could be a Brazil fan or Argentina fan. So growing up, I was always a Brazil fan.
There you go. We got a lot of guys on this team are really big soccer guys. I know Menelik, you know, English guy. He's really watches a lot of Man City. So you guys all have a lot to talk about there.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. So also, you know, going back to football. You know, you're the newest part of this revamped Raiders secondary. A lot of new pieces here. You know, you look at Sean Smith, you look at Reggie Nelson, now obviously you look at you. So how excited are you to be part of kind of this revamped unit going forward?
I'm very excited, man. You know, like I said, this team is a team that's definitely up and rising. You know, got a lot of young guys, so I'm excited to be a part of this group. So, you know, right now my job and focus is to get healthy and then get back on the field and earn those guys' trust and respect and come in and try to make an impact.
You know, and you said yesterday, you know, I'm not trying to fill Charles Woodson's shoes. I'm not trying to be Charles Woodson, but you know, you are going to be asked as one of those two guys that is going to try to step in and fill that kind of void. So, you know, what kind of player was he, and what kind of challenge is that for you to be the guy to follow in his footsteps?
I think I'm similar in some ways. You know, he was very versatile. He was a player that could do it all, and he was a leader. And I think that's some qualities that I possess. So I'm definitely going, like I said, I'm not going to try to fill his shoes because there's some big shoes to fill. So I'm going to try to be the best car I can be and prove this city and organization that they made this right pick.
Were you you never played in Morgantown with Bruce, did you? He was already gone by the time you got there, right?
No, sir. Yeah, he came when I came in. He was leaving.
So, what's kind of your relationship been with, like, you know, with Bruce? Obviously, is that he talked to you, in the past week leading up to the draft. But do you guys meet or hang out before then?
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times in Morgantown. He always, you know, he's everybody loves him in Morgantown. He comes back in Morgantown quite often, and I always get to chop it up with him a few times. So he's one of those guys, you know, that'll be on the sideline and doing games, kind of giving us advice and stuff like that. So, you know, he's one of those guys that I always looked up to, you know, because he came from the same program, and, he went first round and made an impact early on in his career. So there's guys like that I want to be around.
You know, as a young guy like you, it's got to be exciting now, you know, starting your professional career and having the chance that most of your coaches are former players. I mean, you look at Marcus Robertson and you look at, you know, Rod Woodson, obviously two outstanding football players. So how excited are you to get in with them and trying to, you know, start getting in their ear and picking up some things?
Man, I can't explain it, man. I'm just ready to get to work, honestly. I spoke to them on the phone, and they asked me when could I get out there. I told them today if they needed me to. But they wanted me to just enjoy some days with my family. And I just can't wait to get out there and just start grinding, just get to work and get ready for the season. I'm excited about it.
You know, we were watching that interview, like I mentioned earlier, with Dion yesterday, and you said, you know, point blank, like, I want to be great. I want to be a great football player. What does that mean to you? What does greatness mean to you?
Greatness means doing everything you possibly can to be better than everybody else. I think that's how I can describe it, really. Football is a short time of your life, so, you know, you can't have any distractions. So, you know, that's the type of person I am. I'm going to put everything I have into this game. So I'm make sure when I leave this game, I won't have no regrets about it at all. So, you know, from the moment I step into Oakland, I want to give everything I possibly have to be the greatest football player I can be. And that's what they're going to get from me every single day and every single game.